Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
Really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about your things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seed. We gotta grow as a people, cause wisdom and knowledge is equal, and all we need to learn to do is spread our wings like eagles. Now, let's talk truth, let's talk truth, let's talk truth. Lord, sit down to talk truth, but the rest is on you.
Let's talk truth, let's talk truth.
Good evening, everyone. This is your host of Let's Talk Truth, Lois, and we're here this evening to share with you another show. Hopefully you guys will call in or listen in addition to the ones that we have in the studio. And I want to say that I'm very grateful to be able to do this show. And one thing I'm grateful for, I don't think we have any boundaries as far as expressing what we believe to be the truth. And as I say at the top of every show, our truth has to be Bible-driven. I'm Christian, have been, and I'm not knocking anyone else's position, but I'm Christian, and I feel that anything I truly believe that any time we want to share the truth or come up with the bottom line of where truth stands, whether we agree with it or not, has to be based on what God says in the scriptures. We're going to talk about today, I'm stretched too thin. And just to kind of give you an overall concept of what we mean when we say I'm stretched too thin, we have several different places that we try to go in a day's time or several things that we try to do in a day's time. And one of those things that we want to talk about is, what is it we are not having? What is it that we don't have? Because if you look at the things we don't have, why don't we? And most of the time, if you say to anybody that you have a lack, we start immediately looking around for material things. What material things do we possess? So, and that's not the beginning of what we say as spreading yourself thin. It has nothing to do with all the time. A lot of times it's material things, but we have to realize the first lack that you have is within you, your personality, your concept of yourself, what's going on there. So if I'm going to ask, I think that number one within yourself? What about your personality? And I'm saying this because the Bible says we're made in God's image. And people, well, I'm not perfect. You know, we're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. I firmly believe that everything that God made, he made it perfect. And even though we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, he set a guideline. He set a, what do you call it, a map or a pattern for us to follow, which would make us perfect in what we are inside. And he says, I made, you know, male and female, you're made in God, we're made in God's image. So my first thing that causes, I believe, caused us to be stretched too thin is our inability to be inside of us what God made us. So somebody give me your take on that. You know, what do you think it's, the lack inside of a person that causes everything else to crumble around them?
I think it's choice.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but we make choices based on what's going on the inside of us.
True. So it's saying just our personality.
Mm-hmm.
We take what happens here. So, I feel that is a big part of
I was kind of, I was really bothered, I believe, on yesterday, a couple of days, when I was talking to a young lady, and I happen to know that she has this long list she puts before God every day that she wants in her life. But if you look at her demeanor and you look at the way she interacts with people, I told her, I said, you're going to have to change the way you interact with people. You're going to have to change what you're going to do out, you know, in your everyday, the way you approach people, things like that. I said, you're going to have to change that. So she went as far as to say, well, I really don't like people. And you know, what is that? That's a lack of something on the inside of you. How can you not like people? What is it? You know, what do you feel that's lacking in that person that they could say stuff in that manner? What do you give me your take on that? No, it wasn't any particular person. I don't like people. Yeah.
But you can't make people all laugh at you.
But that's the point. That's the point. That's the point we're trying to make. Everybody wants to stand. I'm standing alone because this is who I am. But that's not the tool God gave you. What happened that you reworked that tool to make you the way you are? Exactly. But
you know, some people, can work with the book. And it's not the forte. So you say it's not, you know, you say I'm not a people person, and that, because you don't just like people. And there's a problem with you have to deal with people, but if I'm not a people person, I don't know how to talk to people, or I didn't know it was people, you know, that didn't have something to work on, but everybody's not.
Well, I can understand that some people may love to tell a joke while they're talking. Some people are straight-laced. All that's fine and dandy. But when we are spreading ourselves thin, we're trying to come together and bring ourselves back to a particular form in which God has made us, and he made us to be caring, loving people. So I told the young lady, I said, if you tell me you don't like people, that's a sure sign that you have been hurt and have never healed. You know, you can be hurt by someone and never heal, so you never trust. And if you never trust, you can't trust people, or you can't worry about people hurting you if you never let anyone get close to you. So I would say that's one of the biggest problems we have when we talk about we're lacking in something. Or because I believe if you don't move those things, then I firmly believe you can't have any of the other things that we're looking for. And if you come up with your wealth and all of that by being a horrible person, I believe you have done something horribly wrong to get your wealth. I just don't believe God is passing out any blessings to someone who is not trying to conform. The scripture tells us to be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. So until we're transformed and become God's people, then I firmly believe that all of the other things that we're looking for, we're never going to have. And if for some reason I can become rich by being a mean, horrible person, that means I've done something mean and horrible to get those riches. I do not believe they come from God. So that's what I want to say in reference to us having our personalities changed. Now, let me say another thing. Let's get y'all's take on that. When we say we're stretched too thin, let's talk about our everyday life. Why is it some people can make it on, let's just say, $60,000 a year, and some people can't? Same number of people. If we got a household of four people that can function on $60,000 and a household with four people that can't function on $60,000, what's the difference?
It's a variety of things. The one who couldn't function and may have overstretched themselves trying to, like everyone else, you know, or the flip side is to the person who's making it, but they don't have no time. See, there's always a thing, you know, you can make it. See, this is the problem, you know, we have. People, you know, making it, but you don't do it.
But let me ask you this.
I look at a lot of people. I listen to a lot of radio shows, whatever, like this. And one radio show, this man said, yeah, I got out of debt. I spent 10 years living this kind of hermit life. And it's cool that you got out of debt. But that's 10 years. That time, too, people understand time is a thing that we have, too. All the money in the world, all the debt in the world. Once you lose that time, you don't get that back. You can get your millions back.
Let me ask you, does fun necessarily mean spending? Do we have to spend to have fun? And I think that's where the bottom line comes in with the difference in the
sum. Well, depending on your hobby.
Well, let's just take hobby out of it. But can you have a hobby that you don't have to spend
a
lot of money for?
You can have a hobby, but that's not going to be everybody's hobby. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand that.
So, you know, if you want to take the kids to an amusement park, they have never been.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take them there. But you can't because you live in the boat and all of this. say, the nothing what you don't do. So yeah, that's what I said. It's a difficult thing because on the one hand, one person is stretching himself thin on the money issue.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody ever has a special is stretching themselves on the time issue. Now, you're making it with it, but you stretch your time. You know, because you making it $60,000, but you're never at home. You're always working. You can't sit down and enjoy yourself. You ain't never had a vacation.
You know, I'm looking at, let's go back with the sign of the time. I will tell everybody I'm very young, 25 to be exact. But my parents, I grew up in a time where my parents were poor. We were poor, yet we managed to always have family fun. And it's a sign of the times, I believe, that it's a certain kind of fun that we have to have. I remember the State Fair of Texas, first time I went to the State Fair of Texas. I'm obviously not from Dallas, not born in Dallas. So for me to come to the State Fair of Texas, the fair used to give away free tickets to schools. And I think we had to pay $2 to get on a school bus with the rest of the school. Everybody would pay $2. Our school brought us to the fair on student day. My parents gave me a couple of dollars. But when I came to the fair, I had just as much fun by having that free ticket, that $2 school bus ride, and $5 or $6 to do something else with. I had just as much fun. And I'll never forget that first time I came to the fair. Nowadays, you have to practically pawn your soul to get enough money to satisfy your child to come to the fair. Because it's what we expose our children to. They're not going to allow us to pick certain fun. It's got to be a certain kind of fun. I've got to impress my friends when I go back to school. And I believe that people in that respect, they stretch themselves thin because they think that they need something spectacular to go on in their lives to make them feel like they're worth something. And that's a horrible thing to do. So we don't have the fun based on what we already have. We have to have fun and go in debt having fun.
And that's the conundrum. You don't have to go. What I'm saying is this, and you're right, but there are some things that you have to pay money for to have fun. And there are some things you don't. I'm not saying go, but listen. You don't do nothing. You don't go. You say you have, and it's true. People do overspend, go on vacation, but you have to, that started way before the vacation. And so choices were made and things were happening. So then they work all in life and say, okay, well, if I'm going to work just to stay in Texas,
I want to go and see America. So it takes money. You can't do that.
Stop right there. Let me ask you something. What profit would it be to an individual that's from Texas? What profit?
To go outside of here.
No, no, no. I'm not saying to go outside of this. I'm talking about to travel the world. What are they missing that they would, there's a need to travel the world?
Okay. This thing. If no one in anything traveled the world wouldn't be like it is today. You wouldn't have pepper here in America. You wouldn't have these things.
Okay, that's true. I understand
you
that. We're not talking about people who have invented and found it. I'm talking about
that.
Joe Schmo, who's in debt up to their eyebrows to go on a vacation that they couldn't afford because they wanted to see America.
Okay, so
what's wrong with going to the library, looking it up? You know, and you know, I'm playing the devil's advocate here. What is that? Why would you want to put yourself in debt, tear your body down, make your credit bad?
Okay, so I understand what you're saying. But if you look at people that do that, they're not really happy inside. I'm just going to sit and I'm not going to do anything because I'm going to do this. They're not happy inside.
And the people
and
that's traveling not
but,
happy.
The thing of it is, you have to understand, people have to do what makes them happy. Now, if you're going to take a trip, then you save your money up. Now, you say, what's more important? Let's look at the house. What's more important? Do we need photos?
And
do we need this?
I don't have a house. I'm renting.
Do we need this? Do we need... Do we need cable? Do we need house phone? Because everybody got cell phones. Do you need a computer when everybody has a cell phone? What do you need the computer for? You know, if we start doing that, then that would help us. And that's what people, I don't have a problem with people going and having.
I don't either. I'm just saying.
What I'm saying is. You have to do it in moderation. Now, there's some people that's so prudent who don't do anything and save their pennies and die and don't do anything.
Well, yeah, you have the extreme on either side. But we're talking about today, stretching ourselves.
But you are stretching yourself then. You stretch your time then on what you thought was going to build your kingdom. And all that, you could not take it with you. You wasted a whole lifetime when you could have experienced the joy that God, if we're talking about, let's talk truth, God put certain things on this earth for us to visualize and see, and you didn't do it because the money. Oh, so you die miserable? You die, might die with a gajillionaire. But what does it do you? Where does that money go? At the time, you got people squabbling over it and all of this kind of stuff. When I pass, I want enough money for my child or my wife to live happy. That's it. I'm not having nobody squabbling over no money. But I want to enjoy myself for my years. I'm not cooking up, sitting up somewhere.
I understand that. I'm just saying when. And it has nothing to do with, let me tell you where I'm getting back to. We have stretched ourselves thin because we're not doing what we were put here to do. Everything we do should be purpose-driven. If I become a gajillionaire, purpose-driven gajillionaire, I'm not going to leave $1 jillion behind. It's going to be... distributed, like God said, distributed, and I will not be an old person a gajillionaire sitting with a lot of cash.
But that's you. But
no, but we're talking
people.
About how people
I know,
are.
I look at how they now.
How
look
they
at,
should
I
be.
Look at, they look at all these millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they got it one way, the richest man in the world, richest men, they don't even enjoy themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They always work.
How can I do what they're supposed to?
So, you wasted your prime years to move about not needing assistance from nothing, your bones not aching. You wasted them for nothing, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get 80 and 90, now I can see the world. You can't, but you can't walk from here to the door. So what good would it do you? You know, what good would it do you? The thing of it is we stretch ourselves in many places. Many places.
Because we don't prioritize.
You don't. We stretch out in money and time. Those are the basic things that we stretch ourselves. That's the major two things. Because that's what everybody's harping on. Everybody's harping on money. I got to get my ends up. I got to do this. Okay. To end that, you have to say, is this needed in my life?
Exactly. You have to prioritize.
Do I need a four-bedroom house? I'm by myself. Do I need a house at all?
I live in a tent.
No, I'm saying you might do well in a condo or apartment simply because if you're not a yard person, what good is it having a yard? If you don't want to upkeep a house, what good is it of having a house? You know, I've seen a lot of people in my job, when they got older, they sold their houses. And I was like, they're stupid. But then I said, hey, they're stupid. Then I thought about it. I was like, well, all their kids are gone and have houses and everything. They're alone. Houses are huge. So they said, you know, I don't want to take care of this all the time. Fence down, you got to fix it. This down, all this. So
you got to have it.
You know, you got to have it fixed. That's a lot of money. Up to a house is a lot of money. So they said, you know what? I let maintenance do that. I stand me a two-bedroom house because I don't do nothing. I don't have dinner parties or anything like that. So I stay in me a two-bedroom, and I can come and go, and it's in a nice neighborhood. Boom, voila. I'm saving money on the end that insurance ain't coming out, taxes ain't coming out, you know, all this. They found out what works for them. Our problem is we know what works for us, but we don't want to look like, you suck or something like that. You know, we struggle. I know I can't afford this car. But, you know, I can't downsize. You know, people are going to be talking about me. That's our problem on the money. We don't want anybody talking negativity about us. But we should say, you know what? If they are really, truly for me, they should know that I'm trying to help myself out. You know, like my people, like right now, I'm speaking for myself. My car did not work for a while. People, oh, you ought to trade your car in and get a new car and all this kind of stuff. And I thought about doing it. I said, you know, this would be a good time to get a truck or whatever like that. But the way that I'm doing now, my back is already up against the wall. That would be overboard.
Right.
So I have to say, you know what, let me do this while I can, and then maybe I'll free up some stuff down the road that allow me to be able to buy me one outright or do monthly payments, mm-hmm. but where I can afford them and I won't have to eat ramen noodles every day.
Okay.
So that's on the money end. On the time end, we Oh, yeah, I'll be over there. Oh, okay, I'll be over there, just like beauticians. Some beauticians stretch themselves in time, and this is how we do. We double book people in our lives. And what
okay.
I mean, we double book. Yeah, you could be in my life from 10 to 12. Oh, yeah, you could be in my life from 10 to 12, and both of them show up. How can you give them the same equal time from 10 to 12? Then they're different people. One's a boy and one's a girl. The girl is going to want you to talk a different way. You can't talk to a girl like you can talk to a dude. You can't talk to a dude like you can talk to a girl. So there's no way you will be able to give them the same kind of quality time that they need because you stretch yourself too thin because you're worried about what people are going to say. It's
right.
Not so much as my reason for being here. Some people say, my reason for being here is too meager. Somebody can talk about it. You know, my being here might be to clean out slot budgets. I can't do that. You know,
mm-hmm.
Somebody might talk about
it. Right.
That's the thing that drives people into stretching themselves thin. Look at it while we get credit. Why do we always send on credit cards?
Because we're trying to do something we
don't.
We don't
want to be talked about. We want to make sure we have the clothes. We don't make sure nobody. We don't want to let nobody know that we're ever broke. We always want to say, "Oh, I got money in my pocket completely," because you're looking at someone
mm-hmm.
and saying, "Hey, always got money in their pocket." All the time.
Mm-hmm.
So
but,
I'm not going to get talked about, so I'm going to have money in my pocket all the time. And that leads to you overgoing. You know, it was a comedian said that he was friends with some basketball players. They make money completely on a different level.
Mm-hmm.
He makes money, but they make money. So basketball player said, "Hey, man, we're going to go out, ball out." He was like, "Oh, yeah, we're going to ball out." So basketball player ordered $1,000-something worth of drinks. He ordered $1,000-something worth of drinks.
Mm. See, those are
so
people.
So next night, and we're going to do it again. Next thing again, he said, "Hey, man, we're going to ball out tonight." Me and like, "Man, I mean, I spent my little ball out budget." You know, I mean, like, "What? You come on, man. We shot the shot. Go, let's go." You know, see, the basketball player can get away spending $50,000 a night. They get paid $50,000 almost a game. So they can, you know, I'm not saying it's wise, but I'm saying they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said, "You know what? I can't do that." He was like, "Man, I'm telling you, I'm wealthy, but not that kind of wealth.
Mm-hmm.
I can spend a little bit sometimes, but I can't spend $50,000 a night."
And see, that's somebody who knows who they are, don't have to try to keep up with nobody, and really don't care if people talk about you. Because what people say and what they do is two different things. And that's, you know, that's just the bottom line. So when we're talking about material things and doing what, you know, what trying to keep up with somebody else, yeah, you're going to always stretch yourself thin because that's not what you was purposed to do. That's what I'm saying. We don't have our mind and saying whatever we want to a position where we know, you know, we're secure. We got to be secure in who we are.
And that's the thing, you know, we have to – we have to say, you know what, I'm doing this for me. I'm not doing this for them. So I'm not going to stretch myself in money and time. Hey, can you bring me a time? I have someone at 10 and 12. You come after 12. Man, I need 10. I have someone at 10. I'm not double booking. Because I can't give you the same quality that I can give you the one. Sorry, that's how it is. We lose the customer, we lose the customer. But I'd rather have them coming in spaced out than stacked on top of each other. In life, you need to do that. Do I need what I have, or don't I need? You know, do I, don't I? That's the thing that we should say. If we need it, we need it. If we don't, we don't, and just move on.
Mm-hmm.
That will shrink the the stretchiness. You're stretching yourself in. You won't stretch yourself in, you know, you won't stretch yourself in on money or time, and therefore you'll be able to do the things you need if you want to do.
Mm-hmm. You have to, women especially need to be secure in who they are so that they won't stretch themselves in, because women have to have a certain kind of shoe, a certain kind of purse, a certain kind of this. It has to be name brand. I just don't understand. The young man went out and took his girl to a shoe store, and he blindfolded her. And I think this was going all over the Facebook media. He blindfolded her. He took a cheap payless, and he put some shoes on her feet. And he asked her, how did they feel? And she said, fine. So he said, she said, fine, not yet. And so then they got down to he took her blindfold off, and when he did that, she realized she was in pain. So what did she do? She got offended. So, he doesn't know how he, did. he did that. That just showed him exactly who she was. And so that's one way you can stop people from doing a lot of stuff is, just put them where they should be. Let them know everything. So that's why women are crazy when it comes to stuff like that. So, is there something else we need to address? We're talking about stretching ourselves thin. We're talking about material things. If we do stuff, if everything we do it in a, place where people were understood. Should we stretch for being understood by others, or know exactly where we are and that's done with? What do you think? If we know exactly who we are, should we worry about what other people think about where we are in as far as restricting us in? Or
no, we shouldn't worry about what other people think, because we're not living for other people. for living for ourselves. You know, what I'm saying is, we're not free. What we do doesn't affect them, so why are we trying to look good in front of them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what can they do? Can they give you a gajillion dollars?
Yeah.
You know, can they cure your cancer? Can they cure your eyesight? Can they cure your big toe from hurting?
Yeah.
You know, they can't do anything to you. So why do we have to listen to what they say? You know, that's the part that's crazy. And we have it's so, I was like that, you know, when I turned 18, you know, I got up there and, you know, the credit cards start coming, the offers, because I just turned 18, they like new fresh meat, whatever, these masks, all these kind, all these unsecured credit cards, I was like, woo! Then I was like, well, I do this. You know what? I rationalize in my mind. I can pay it back doing this. I can pay it back doing this. And then they're paying back none of that. Go on credit, pay a little bit, and get it taken out. That was many moons ago. But I learned something. All those clothes that I bought, so nobody wouldn't talk about this. The people that I don't used to hang out with on time ago, I know more right now. So I said, then that was just a waste of time. I could have saved my money, and then I would have been further along than where I am now. But they still doing the same old thing, you know. And, you know, trying to see what is what. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't too much care what other people think. I dress like I want to dress. Some days I might dress up as a cowboy. On days I might dress up as you know, business suit, different shorts, different shirts, whatever. I could care less how people, because in the end, they're not going to do anything for you. If they're going to talk about you when you don't have nothing, they're going to talk about you when you have it, or they're going to fake it and be in your face because they want something. So you have to understand, stretching yourself thing it's not good for you spiritually, and not just you health-wise. You know, because your body breaks down.
Of course.
But you don't have no rest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think we got a caller on. I was trying to make sure they could hear. And caller, you may not can hear us. I don't know if you can hear. We're having a little problem here on our studio board, but if you'll just give it a minute, I believe you'll come through. But anyway, while I think you can hear me, so I'll let you know when the light comes on where I can hear you. But we're just talking about I'm stretched too thin, and we talked about what causes us to be stretched thin. Our lack in ourselves, our personality. The thing that we strive, we have to have certain material goods, and it causes all kind of downhill, everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're still having studio problems, so I don't know if you'll get a chance to say anything. I really hope you do. We have, 15 minutes, so don't hang up, unless you want to hang up and try calling in again. Because I'm not able to hear you, but I think you can hear me. So let's see here. Okay, well, we're still having problems here. Anyway, so we've had a pretty good dialogue, but the thing that causes us to be stretched too thin is our inability to follow, to ignore the wisdom of life. We have We started out with perfect resources, but we took those perfect resources and slapped them in an imperfect life. And when we did that, okay, now I believe our caller. I think we can hear you now. I see your light is on. So if you can say something, be sure to jump in right now.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine.
Okay, good. You know, I know you've been having some technical difficulties, but I just kind of wanted to chime in because speaking on the things like, you know, Courtney was saying, when I was younger, we took on all these things like debt and things that we didn't look at as things that would hinder us as we got older. However, they do. Like the credit card thing. You know, we're taking on all this thinking, we're grown now. We can do this. And to this day, I'm 41, and I still receive a debt collection from a credit card that I had when I was 17 years old. They just keep selling it off to different people, selling it off. So we don't count out the cost. We just feel like impulsiveness is what gets us. The lust of the flesh, eye candy. We look at the things that we want versus the things that we need. What we need doesn't have very much importance, but what we want.
I agree. But let me, you know, and the reason I tell people all the time, Courtney and I were talking a minute ago. Listen, we want to do a certain thing. And he was saying that people don't have fun because, you know, they're trying to hold off in some money purposes. I've reached a certain age that the things that were so important to me 10 years ago that I just wanted to do, just had to do.
They're not important now?
Yes, it's not important. And it's not that I've missed anything. I promise you I have not missed anything. The thing that I wanted to do was just to satisfy a burr in your butt at that moment, which is called immaturity. Your mind is creating, you want to do a lot of stuff, but you really don't want to do it. I mean,
we have the defense mechanism that tells us, well, we grown. You can't tell me what to do. Well, you know, I was guilty of saying that. I'm grown. Had I listened to my mother, I would not be sitting here in debt. I'd be better off than what I am.
Yes.
Had I listened. People think because you go to work and pay your bills, that means you're all the way grown. You might be an adult, but you know, your age makes you an adult, but your wisdom and decisions you're making don't make sense. We weren't guided to teach, you know, sit down and tell our kids, oh, you know what, let's talk about credit. And things like that.
I happen to know you from when you were growing up with your mom and your sibling and everything. And I remember your mother used to talk to you about going to this one event. Every year you just had to go. Didn't matter what you spent, had to do to get the money to go. Now let me ask you something. Looking back, what do you have to show for that? I mean, did you gain anything from it? Did you... From attending, what did it get you? Caller?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that for me?
I remember you growing up. I remember your mom and everything, and I'm so glad you called in.
Mm-hmm.
I remember this one event that you and your friends just had to go to every year. And I remember your mom saying, you guys need to save your money. Let me ask you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you went. What tangible thing of growth do you have to show for it?
Oh, nothing. I have nothing to show for it. At the time, I was like, oh, we're having fun. But in hindsight, mm-hmm. it really wasn't fun. It was just being a part of something that everybody else was doing.
See, that's the problem right there, and that's what I wanted you to bring out because, you know, I tell everybody this show is based on, it has to be based on God
mm-hmm.
And his word. And that scripture that says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Now, think about this. Even though you satisfied that moment,
right?
It didn't profit you nothing. See, profit
I ended up spending money. You know, I've even, listen, I went all the way to this event, just really having a good time with a old radio with batteries in it because I didn't have no radio in the car. I had a flat tire on the beach. So many horrific things took about. Let's see, and I didn't have any money. When I say no money, I mean no money. When the tire went flat, I was raking up change in the car that I borrowed to go to the event, to get home, to get the tire patched.
So now, those are the kind of things that really, you could write a book about how you stretched yourself thin. And then, so it was something going
got
on.
Got home and bills was cut off.
So it was something going on in you that made that important to you.
Yeah, I felt like my importance was I just got to have fun. I'm tired of stressing over everything. I just want to have fun.
But how much fun is it when you ain't got no money and you got a flat tire on the beach?
It's not fun. And plus, I wasn't thinking, yeah, if I want to have fun, I need a plan to have fun. Just can't go on a whim. Because at the end of that, I'm putting myself in a further, bigger hole. Don't have no gas. You have to leave a watch at the gas station and the car breaks down. On the way, the Lord telling you, turn around and go home. You just press on anyway. A dog hop in the car and eat the burger you spent your last dollar on. You know, I've had some tragic stories happen to me.
You've had some stretch thin days.
Yes. Ooh. When I tell you stretch for thin, I don't know how I say the big girl because I couldn't eat. But I was having fun, grinning with a headache. Yes, honey. You get home, grinning, tired, think you're going to relax and watch TV. Get out the tub, cut on the cable out. Then you calling your mama, mama, just until I get paid Friday. Could you please? And mama said, uh-uh, you knew that mess, so you went out of town. Now you're stuck. Taking served sandwiches to lunch, uh-uh. But I kicked it. I had fun. Messed around and could have given myself diabetes eating served sandwiches. I mean, borrowed a car with no radio. No radio was in the car. But I'm jamming down the freeway, making my own music. And back then, I didn't even have a smartphone where you could, play music and download onto your phone. No. I had an old radio that you turn the knob to find. Not digital. You just turn the knob to find the stuff. With the antenna on it and them big D batteries. Yes. I stretched myself way too thin.
You should have been on when we first. You should have called in when we first came on so you could see how I stretched. I stretch myself too.
Yes, I have a million stories. I learned.
Oh my Lord. But you was having fun.
Yep, having fun until it was over.
Was that really fun?
Not really, because I found myself being frustrated most of the time. too many people talking in your face is getting on my nerves. Like, I went to have a good time, but each time I never had a good time. I can't say that, oh, my goodness, I've had some nice incidents. Like, I met some celebrities, things like that, but there wasn't a wow factor. It wasn't a, oh, my gosh, it was all worth it. I didn't have that. I had the, And then each year I was anticipating it being better, and it was always the same. I was standing there with the pool face. You know, like, man, I should have stayed home. That was it.
Well, I can understand that. I can understand because, and you're not the only one. Every person has gone through something just as meaningful, different scenario, but, you know, same old soup.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Label on.
I'll admit my shortcomings. I will. I will admit that. Because how else I can say, I can tell someone, I know because I've done this, and this. I've really stretched myself too thin. I've wasted opportunities. I've reached for things that were not important and placed importance on things that had no need to be important. No need at all. Mm-hmm. And when you look back on it, you know, people say hindsight is 20/20. It is. Because when you look back over, you're looking at it through different eyes. And you can look at it through a fine-tooth comb. And you would not, if you had it to do over, a lot of people wouldn't do the same thing. I hear that all the time. I wouldn't change a thing. They are lying.
Yeah.
Yes, they would.
They are.
If nothing else but an outfit choice. They'll change something.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely true. Well, you have anything else you want to say? Here in the studio?
Prioritize.
Okay. I'm gonna say the same thing as the host of this show. I'm stretched too thin. I want to thank my guest for being on the air, calling in. I'm going to thank my guest here in the studio. And I want to encourage everyone, prioritize your life, as Courtney said. And you have to prioritize based on what you are purposed to do here. What were you put here to do? Once you realize what you were put here to do, prioritize your life. With that in mind, stop letting your flesh feed what you think you need to do or you want to do, because part of the things that you want to do is not what God has purposed you to do. And that has, you know, we've got to get that in our spirit first so that we can go further. And if you guys want to write in and send it in to letstalktruth333@gmail.com, send us an email. Let us know what you know what you want to talk about, or if we've talked about something and you've been offended by something, you can tell us that. So we're going to get down to the point where this is we're closing. And thanks again, everybody. And this is Lois Bullock. I'm your host of Let's Talk Truth, and guess what? I am loving you with the heart of God. Good night.